Welcome back to Washington Watch Weekly. I'm Tony Perkins. As we've talked about before in this program, there are many organizations around the country that specialize in therapy for individuals who are experiencing unwanted same-sex attractions and want help. Now, despite the fact that this therapy is always patient-initiated, meaning the patient comes to a therapist and says, look, I'm struggling with this and I want help. Well, despite that fact, the Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't want individuals to have that choice. They've become one of the strongest advocates for the homosexual agenda and one of the biggest opponents of Orthodox religious teaching on this issue that's out there in America today. Well, they filed a lawsuit against Jews Offering Alternatives for Healing, or JONA, on behalf of three former clients. Joining me now to help sort through all the facts of this is Dr. Arthur Goldberg. He is the co-director of JONA, which is a nonprofit international organization dedicated to educating the worldwide Jewish community about the social, cultural, and emotional factors which lead to same-sex attraction, and he's also written on that issue. Dr. Goldberg, welcome to the Washington Watch program.
Thank you so much. I should indicate, by the way, that we also work not only with the Jewish community, but we work with people of all faiths or no faith that are experiencing unwanted same-sex attraction.
Well, give our listeners a little background on this sort of therapy and the ethics involved here, that this is patient-initiated. This is not something that you're out there doing, but rather people come knocking at your door saying, hey, look, I want help.
Yes, a basic ethical principle of any kind of counseling is what we call the right of patient or client determination. And essentially what the SPLC lawsuit wants to do is create a chilling effect on people who are looking for this kind of help, who basically say, this is incongruent with my value structure. This is not what, if those who are religious say, this is not what God has commanded me, this is not what I find in the Old Testament or the New Testament, and this is something that, or they say, this just doesn't feel right for me. For whatever the reason is, it doesn't feel right. I don't want to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is hope for healing for any of those people who wish to overcome. And what we do is we have a network internationally throughout the country, actually throughout the world, of people that we refer people to, who most of whom themselves are ex-gays,
mm-hmm.
most of whom are people who themselves have overcome homosexuality.
And that's a common occurrence, is it not? Those that actually seek help and are able to control or, in many cases, overcome those same-sex attractions. That happens,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, that's true. I mean, there's two different aspects of this. In some cases, what the gay activists will accuse people of is simply doing a repression of their feelings. That's not what we do.
Mm-hmm.
What effective psychology does is help people do a transformation. Very similar from a religious perspective to the idea of doing repentance. You know, the sages tell us that when you do repentance, you have to understand the past. You have to, in the present, change patterns or responses to feelings, thoughts, and behaviors. And in the future, internalize the new patterns. That's the psychological, what happens when you do repentance, whether it's in the Christian faith, the Jewish faith, the Muslim faith, whatever. This is exactly the same process as done in psychology.
But that's a problem to them, those who are advocating this idea whether it's same-sex marriage or whatever the agenda item might be, is that they're trying to lead Americans to believe that this is genetically driven and that you cannot overcome this because it's inborn and you can't overcome it.
Absolutely. And this was actually part of a pre-planned agenda that was set forth in a book that they wrote called After the Ball. And I know that one of your most scholarly staff guys, Peter Sprigg, has written on this.
Mm-hmm.
I've also written on it. My book is called Light in the Closet, subtitled Torah, Homosexuality, and the Power to Change. They spell out an agenda in there in which they say, you know, we got to, for example, tell people that we're born gay. We know we're not gay. We know we're not born gay, but that doesn't matter.
Well, this lawsuit, it's I would say it looks frivolous to me. It's kind of novel. They're using consumer fraud is what they're challenging here, that you're promising one thing and not delivering. It's kind of outrageous. I think you've said that it's without merit, that it's designed to create a chilling effect upon speech and programs to assist people in overcoming these same-sex attractions.
Correct. You know, their theory is basically if someone goes to Weight Watchers, says, I want to lose 50 pounds, and they don't lose 50 pounds, they're going to say, oh, Weight Watchers, you promised me you'd help me lose 50 pounds. I didn't lose 50 pounds. Same basic theory.
I mean, obviously, the outcomes of any type of counseling is in large part determined by the patient following and genuinely pursuing this path of wholeness.
Yes. I mean, in fact, I mean, as an example, I don't want to get into the facts of the case, but
sure.
one of the plaintiffs talks about, I went to five sessions. Five sessions, hello. You know, is that any kind of a long-term involvement in terms of showing that you're really serious about wanting to overcome?
But let's step back. I don't want to get into the specifics of,
yeah,
of this case because,
I, you know.
Because really it's about something much bigger. I
sure,
actually personally
sure.
think that in looking at this that they probably sent these people in to try to set this up. But there's a bigger issue here. This is intended to shut down this type of option for those who are struggling with same-sex attractions. It is meant to chill, to have a chilling effect upon this professional industry, the professional occupation of counseling.
Absolutely correct. The whole intent of the lawsuit is to totally deny individuals the freedom to seek help for unwanted same-sex attraction. This is part of a concerted plan. We're not the only ones. In Northern Ireland, there's a psychiatrist who was brought up on charges. In England, a psychologist was. In the state of Illinois, there is a social worker that has been, et cetera, et cetera. So they're trying to, you know, do attacks in various locations. I suspect that one of the reasons for the attack in Jersey is because they've now put in a bill very similar to the California bill, which will outlaw it for people under 18.
Right, right. Well, we're about out of time, Dr. Goldberg, but I want to give you an opportunity in the next 30 seconds here for those who may be listening that are struggling with same-sex attractions, because we do have a lot of folks who listen to us just to try to, target what we say. And I think we got to be very clear here. You're there to help those who want help, and it's
correct.
A compassionate help, a non-judgmental help for those seeking a wholeness that has been eluding them in their current lifestyle.
Precisely. And people can contact us through info@jonahweb.org if they so desire. And we will be happy, talk to them and find out what the issue is.
Well, Dr. Goldberg, I know we'll be checking back with you as this progresses, because I do think this is about a much, much bigger issue than just a few clients at one of your clinics. This is about the freedom of individuals to pursue a path of wholeness, and it's about the freedom of speech to challenge certain things in this society, which are not only contrary to biblical teaching, but contrary to the history of this country.
And one more thing, it also is directly contrary to the stated goals of the gay movement of tolerance and diversity. Because this is the exact opposite of what they say.
Very good point. Dr. Goldberg, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.